I don't know if you saw this in the news, but we've been pronouncing Lindsay Lohan's last name wrong all these years.
Oh, no.
She finally got on TikTok, and then she said this.
Hey, everyone, it's Lindsay Lohan, and guess what? Now I'm on TikTok.
Wait, what? What did you say your name was? Hold on, what is it?
Hey, everyone, it's Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lohan. I thought she was going to go for one of those fake Greek Russian accents she was doing for a little while there, but I feel like Lindsay Lohan's really, like, you know, straightening it out lately.
Right. Well,
Lindsay Lohan.
Lohan.
Well, Lohan may still be a wreck, but Lohan's doing much, much better.
Do you think she's doing it trying to change her image? She's like, I'll just mispronounce my last name and then everybody think I'll be somebody different and they'll give me a chance.
You know what? I'm not the first person who's going to say this out loud. Lindsay Lohan's got an apology coming. Think about all the stuff that went on with Britney Spears. I mean, Lindsay was a bit of a train wreck, but she was young and making mistakes, just like everybody else, held up for everybody else to see.
Well, my bigger concern here is if we've just been mispronouncing her last name wrong for, I mean, decades at this point, how come she never said anything? It's like me and my husband, Paul. Like, remember when I found out that I've been saying my married last name wrong for the last 15 years? It's the craziest thing. So my real last name is not Zapp. It's Zapatowski. So I've always said Zapatowski. And then 2 years ago, we were at the doctor's office and he was checking in and he said Zapotsky. And I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
And I like looked at him like he was crazy. Like I thought he was just trying to be funny.
Straight out of Poland, man. He was representing.
And I was like, why did you say like our name like that? And he's like, because that's how you say it. I go, Zapotsky?
How come he never told you?
Why did he ever tell me?
Because he knew that you would reject it immediately. Look at how you're pulled back from it.
I mean,
it.
Who cares? I don't like it either way. I married it. It's not like I chose it. You know? I chose Zap. Zap is what I go
right.
by. But isn't that strange? Like, would you not correct somebody mispronouncing your name? Especially if you were married to them for, at that point, 15 years?
Here's what I know is that if I say somebody's name three times or more the wrong way, that's the way I'm going to call you the rest of your life.
Oh, good.
It doesn't matter whether or not you instruct me or tell me or anything like that. I'm going to say it the way that I say it the rest of my life. How do you say Matt McConaughey's name?
Matt McConaughey.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Whew, got lucky on that one.
Why? What is it?
I think I said McNaughty the first like 3 years. I'm serious.
Oh, I remember when Ed Sheeran first came out. For some reason, I couldn't say Sheeran, and I kept calling him Sheeran.
Right.
And I said to myself, I hope this is a one-hit wonder so that I don't have to learn how to say this correctly. Nope, didn't work out for me.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, what is going on?
Nothing much. How are you, Emma?
You've had a lot of action this week. Terrible. What's going on with the puppy?
Oh, God. I can't. He tore his other CCL in his other leg, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's the ACL in a human. Yeah, he has to have surgery again. It's so much fun.
Yeah, so it's going to be the other leg. Now, to be fair, when they did that leg, they said, you know, 60% of dogs or whatever need the other leg within a year. And we thought that we had just gotten lucky. It appeared that we had for a while, but turns out that's not going to be the case. So yoga mats all over the place, gates and all that stuff back in the house. It's going to be a blast.
Mm.
Crying, breakdowns, you know.
Aww.
We're doing that again.
I was going to keep that personal. I was going to keep that as a secret.
I know.
You,
Raven's been crying all morning about this. I said, like... So how has he been behaving as a husband, Raven, this week?
Honestly, with everything going on, we haven't had like any time to pay attention to each other. It's been like dog, and we're also falling apart. So we've had doctor's appointments. I had an MRA, which is like an MRI with the dye. Like we're all falling apart over here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Who knew the colonoscopy would be part of the easiest part of my week?
Yeah, it really was. It's been interesting. So we actually haven't had a second to like pay attention to each other. You know, I've had to try to find time to squeeze in grocery shopping, and we starved for half the week. So that was fun. Finally grocery shopped when the week was over.
Speaking of grocery shopping, you always make good things in the crock pot. I've been trying to find more crock pot recipes because I'm like done with cooking. Like I never want to cook again. I just want things that are easy. And I tried to make a beef stew yesterday and it was disgusting, even though I had 4 stars on whatever dumb recipe site I was on. What's like your favorite crock pot recipe? I remember that one time I made the beef one that you told me about with the what's it called? The porcini. What are they called? Those peppers?
The peppercini. Mississippi pot roast.
Yeah, like that one. That one's a good one. What else do you make?
I make corned beef in the crock pot. Pasta fazool. I have a good pasta fazool recipe. But I have a problem with my crock pot right now. Everything's coming out nasty, too, because it's too big. You know, I always feel like the bigger appliance, the better. I went too big with the crock pot. So when you're making a meal for two people, the liquid spreads out too far because it's too large, and then the meat dries out. That's total opposite of what a crock pot is supposed to do. So now we got to get a smaller one.
Here's what I say the workaround is. Just make twice as much meat. All right? Throw twice as much sauce in there. It'll get eaten.
Yeah, I'll send you some of my crock pot recipes. I make a really good pulled pork, even though last time it came out terrible because the crock pot was too big. So that's on my list, new crock pot.
All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I feel like I can't even grade him. How do I give? I can't give him a bad grade or a good one. Like, we didn't even talk to each other barely all week. I mean, a B, I guess. He gets a B.
I was going to say, you could give him an incomplete. We've never given him an incomplete before because he hasn't finished his work, and he hasn't. So there you go.
I've still showed up everywhere I was required to be. I don't know.
That is true.
I'm taking my B. There won't be summer school.
It's always fun to see what people are Googling like across the country and seeing like is everyone thinking along the same lines?
I mean, it's fun to see somebody else's. I don't want anybody in the world seeing my search history. Who knows what they could find?
Charlotte Smith is a Google search trends expert. Charlotte, when it comes to like how many people are searching Google, like I picture like there's a room where you and a bunch of other Google trend experts sit and then you judge people based on what they're searching. Is that true or false?
That's a fun picture, but this is a judgment-free zone, in part because I'm searching for a lot of the same things.
All right, so what are people searching when it comes to entertainment right now?
Well, one of the biggest trending search topics for entertainment right now is actually the Oscars. People love their Oscar nomination announcements. What we saw was people searching for answers to phrases like, who are the Oscar nominations, snubs, and surprises this year? Who is hosting the Oscars in 2022? We saw lots of people across the country split, searching for The Power of the Dog in Dune, Best Picture nominees. And, of course, their leading actors and actresses, Nicole Kidman and Will Smith.
No, I'm guessing that that's because he probably said something crazy or his wife did. It's so far and few between for me now, Anna, that a movie or an album strikes out at me and I'm like, that's got to be up there, right? But it seems to me that people are really in tune with who they felt didn't get in. Yeah. Always the snub is the big talk.
And the big one had to be Lady Gaga, right? Because all I kept hearing was, we can't believe she didn't get nominated. We can't believe it. I'm like, is it just because she's Lady Gaga? If anybody else would have gotten that role, would they have been nominated?
Lady Gaga snub, that phrase was a breakout search among all the Oscar searches.
Yeah, people got to get their haterade on. I feel like all my searches are specific, but weird, right? They wouldn't be shared by anybody else. What else do people commonly search?
Well, this is maybe one of those no judgment categories, in part because I was one of the people who was looking for things related to this topic, but Mercury was very recently in retrograde. So lots of people were actually searching for an answer to a question, should I blink during Mercury retrograde?
What?
These are my favorite searches, is when you go up and you just type in one word and you see what comes up next. I love that.
Well, Mercury retrograde, you either really believe in it or you really don't. But the people that truly believe in it, like, you don't do a single thing. You don't make one business decision. Clearly, you don't even cut your hair.
That's a big one. Everybody knows, reserve cutting your hair for right after a breakup. That's when you're at your most sensible.
Charlotte Smith is a Google search trends expert. Thank you so much.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that drives you nuts? It's your perfect opportunity to get it off your chest. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're driving down the road on a flat tire, that's all I need to know about you. And if you're driving down the road on a flat tire, which is the replacement tire of the tire that you already had, that's all I need to know about you. I saw somebody driving down the road the other day on the donut. The donut was flat. Whenever I see somebody with the donut spare tire, I'm immediately terrified anyways. Like, it's the most dangerous thing to me that I could see on the road. There could be a mattress, a couch, something that fell off of somebody's vehicle, debris in the street, an accident up ahead. But the thing that scares me the most is the person that's doing 75 with reckless abandon with the donut tire on there.
Specifically says you can't go higher than 50. Yeah. It says it right there.
And the thing is whenever you see the car that's driving on it, you know instantly whether or not it's one of those cars that is just driving to get to the repair shop because it just happened at that moment. it, or they've been driving on it for the last 6 weeks.
100%.
Yes.
100%. I didn't even
terrified.
Think, I don't think the new cars even give donuts anymore.
No.
I think they all have full size at this point, right?
Or they have nothing whatsoever. They're like, nope, call somebody.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
If you just continue to sniff in your snot as opposed to getting a Kleenex and wiping your nose, that is all I need to know about you.
That's gross.
But you want to know why people have gotten like this? It's because of COVID. It's 100%. Because you don't want to admit that you have a runny nose, so you try to like discreetly hide it because, God forbid, you blow your nose and somebody sees it and then they think you're sick. And, oh, you're sick? Oh, you have a cold? Oh, did you get tested? Oh, do you have a negative result? Oh, I need you not to return here for 5 days. I'm telling you, that's why.
Depending on my setting, I might spit.
Ew.
I'm just being real.
I mean, no one even asked you for that. It's disgusting.
I'm just being real.
All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you're that person that stands in the middle of an escalator, just blocking ways while people have to go around you, that's all I need to know about you.
You got to get over to the right. I always wondered, are you supposed to climb the stairs like stairs, or are you supposed to ride it like a ride?
No. Check your etiquette. Like, listen, if you're trying to catch a flight, right, or if you're running for your life to get to something, that's one thing. But you're not supposed to push past people on an escalator. If you're riding one of those flat ones at the airport, that's something else. All right, get to the left and you go faster, just like traveling on traffic. But walking, I mean, how many floors are we talking about here? Two floors? How about you hold on a second? I'm standing here.
Yeah, but you should move over to the right so if somebody wants to go by you.
What if you push somebody over, they fall down? Now we got fingers and toes at danger, at risk here.
I don't know. I'm with this gentleman. Oh. I think that if you stand in the middle, I mean, unless you have kids and you're holding their hands, like, just get to the side so people can go by you.
Oh, your child is a human shield and all other instances doesn't apply? Okay, great. You're both terrible people. Thanks for the call, sir.
Pretty much. Yesterday around this time, we were talking about how much would you sell out for to write your tell-all book. Britney Spears sold out for $15 million. She's writing the book. So producer Sean, you said for $4 million, you would write your tell-all book. And what did you say would be one of the juicy things you would talk about?
It was the time that I got Jack Nicholson to pay me to buy him cigarettes.
Okay, now we don't have $4 million to pay you, but you still have to tell us because that's just how it works in radio.
I want to just picture this for a moment here. So you weren't like the cigarette girl at a club or anything like that. You weren't walking around at a sporting event and he was like, kid, give me the pretzels, give me the peanuts, and give me a pack of Reds. That's not what happened.
Nope.
So what happened?
So when I was, one of my first jobs was at a donut shop. I was 16 at the time and I had to work an overnight. One of my first overnights I ever worked. I'm pretty sure it was illegal because I was 16, but they didn't care.
No.
I'm working overnight. It's like 3 a.m. I'm shuffling donuts. And you hear the door open and I hear this guy just go, you know, hey, kid, I want a black coffee. And I'm like, I know that voice. I've heard it before. And I turn around. Now, what gave it away for me was he was wearing glasses, like dark tinted glasses at 3 a.m. And I was like, oh, my God. And I couldn't even get it out. He's like, yeah, I get it all the time. I'm Jack Nicholson.
Really good at that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're really good at that.
Coolest guy. He was the nicest guy. He actually stayed around for like an hour just to talk to us.
So, what?
Yeah.
How awkward.
Wait, what? What
him is and like two of his security people, his limo driver. Like, we're just outside and we're smoking cigarettes and we're just asking him questions. There's a gas station across the street. He just looks at me and the girl I'm working with. He goes, how much could I pay one of you to go and buy me a pack of smokes? I was like, I'll go. Guy just gives me a $100 bill. Run over, get him cigarettes, and there you go.
What? Why doesn't Jack Nicholson have any real friends? Right?
It's just the limo driver, the bodyguard, and the kids at the donut shop.
And Sean. And Sean. He's like, oh my God, look at this kid. He's working an overnight. You know what we'll do? We'll just hang out here for 6 hours in the middle of the night.
And you're so eager at that moment, right? When Jack Nicholson's like, what would it take, kid? You immediately jump up and be like, I'll be your best friend. I'll be your best friend. Jack, adopt me. Take me with you.
What kind of cigarettes were they?
Just Marlboros.
Interesting. And he drinks his coffee black. That I found not shocking at all, right?
There's nothing about Jack Nicholson that would shock me. But I will say your book just got more interesting, Sean.
Yeah. Are there any other chapters that we should know about? Any other encounters with celebrities?
Oh, you're just going to have to pay to find out, Anna.
I don't know why people don't think this is a big deal. Like, I think it's a big deal. Right now, there's a legit auction going on, and you can buy a lock of George Washington's hair.
God bless America.
Don't you think that's fascinating? And it's not like one of those fake eBay sites where it's like, it's not legit. Like, it's completely legit. It says the lock of hair accompanying this statement is from the head of George Washington. It was cut soon after his inauguration to the presidency of the United States and was given to his niece. And they have the whole lineage. And it's on that that website Leland that has like all the real things. You know, right now they actually have Tom Brady's football they're selling too.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's been a lot of footballs in his career, so it's not just his one football, but a Tom Brady football. So wait a minute. Let me get this straight here. So he gifts the hair to his niece, and then his niece documents this. How? There weren't cameras when George Washington was doing his thing, right? Like, so we just kind of have to take their word for it, right?
Well, there's a lineage, and the whole thing explains the whole thing, and it comes framed. And
what a strange gift for your niece, by the way. You know what I mean? Merry Christmas. Here's a piece of my hair. What an inflated opinion of yourself when you just hand out gifts of your hair to people. That's crazy, right?
It is nuts. Remember the guy in high school? We were in middle school, and Mike P. I dated him for 6 days, which in middle school is a long time. And during day 3 or 4, he brought me a Ziploc bag with a piece of his hair in it. And I remember not knowing what to do with it. And I was just like, okay. And I just kept it. And then I kept it for a while. And then the next year, I'm like, I guess I should just throw this away. Like, what do you do with this at this point?
I mean, right. You broke up after 6 days. You had no idea what it was that you were doing with it. Why? I mean, he gave you no indication why it was that he was giving you his hair. Was it like his tail or anything? Like, you know, something significant that people had back in the day?
Well, just a piece of his hair. He did. You know, remember the rat tails were really in for a while with the guy? So it was a piece of his rat tail.
Okay.
So I guess it was showing his ultimate love.
It was,
but
right.
The crazy part about this George Washington hair is right now the going price on it is only $1,650. Now, there's a couple weeks left, so I'm assuming it's going to go higher. But every day I check it, and every day I'm fascinated by the fact that there hasn't been any more bids in the last, 5 or 6 days.
What do you think is the reason that it will go higher? Do you believe somebody that wants to acquire his hair to, analyze it for DNA? Are we going to go Jurassic Park on this thing? Are we going to try and bring back this guy? What is it that we're going to use it for? Because when I think of somebody collecting my hair or me gifting my hair to somebody, the immediate thing I think of is they're going to frame me for murder. That's the first thing I think of. I don't know if it's me and my neighborhood or the circles of friends I kept growing up or what, but that's immediately what I assume.
There's a whole group of people that collect celebrity hair, and I started researching it, and people buy celebrity hair all the time. The most ever sold is a piece of Elvis's hair for $115,000.
What?
Justin Bieber's hair sold for $40,000.
Oh my
gosh. A couple years ago. What is the strangest thing that you think you can collect? You walk into somebody's house and they just have a wall of framed pieces of hair.
Yeah, hair would be disturbing. How about the schmeg that's left over after you shave your face for guys? It's kind of shaving cream, but it's also got little shreds of your hair in there. That would be bad.
It's not a real thing.
Toe jam lint.
People collect that?
Toe jam lint. That would be gross to collect. Any of those things would really be repulsive if you're asking.
Yeah. I mean, if those are my options, I'd go with the celebrity hair. I don't know. When these stories come out, I always wonder, what are these parents thinking? What are these coaches thinking? But the truth of the matter is, you see crazy things go down at your kids' events, right?
Well, there's no question about that. People got emotions, right? Everybody believes that their kid is going to be a star. It's tough. People get really, really fired up about that type of stuff.
Yeah. What did you see happen at your kid's game? You can call us at 1-800-330-9999. This story was trending earlier this month.
The unnamed coach of the Cavs youth basketball team squaring off against the ref, then lunging at him with his hands around his neck. As players, most of them 10 and younger, watch in shock.
Oh, that's always going to be a good look, right? Let me strangle this guy in front of
everybody
here.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, basketball games, man.
I was thinking about it because my daughter plays soccer, and I have certainly seen, and I can name you the parents that are like, you know, there's one thing to cheer for your kid. There's another thing when you cheer against the other team and then you're yelling at the refs. And everybody knows those parents, right? You can pull them out of the sideline.
Sure.
But the wackiest thing I've seen recently was my nephew Anthony is a wrestler. And Kelly Ripa showed up at one of the matches. I don't know if she had a family member that was playing in the tournament or whatever.
I mean, I would imagine so. If not, what is she doing there? somebody check her. What are you on the prowl there? Get out of here, Kelly. What are you doing?
And, like, I felt so bad because everybody's just taking pictures, like sneaky pictures of Kelly Ripa sitting in the stands. And nobody's paying attention to these kids that are wrestling. And I was like,
let me weigh those options here. Right. Couple kids rolling around in spandex on the floor. Kelly Ripa. I'm going to be the same guy. Yep. Same, yeah. Even if it's my kid in the center of the ring, I'm going to be the same dude.
What is the wacky thing that you saw go down at your kid's game or event? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven.
All right. So one of the parents got so into the game and got so intense. The entire game, he was screaming at the ref, calling him a jabroni. And this isn't one time. This is maybe 6 or 7 times throughout the game, over and over again. And it's not, and this was a couple of weeks ago. It's not like it's 1999 when The Rock was even popular. You know, like this is really weird thing to say. And it got intense. So I thought I should tell you guys.
That's so funny. I mean, how many times are you going to say jabroni? And like, if you're that ref, do you look around? Are you serious? Are you serious right now?
It's the repetition without giving up, though, the persistence that really gets into the mind of the referee. It's not so much that, you know, you're going to make him make a bad call just by making noise early on. It's the way that he starts to question every decision that he's made before in his life. Am I a jabroni? Am I qualified to ref this game? What kind of jabroni would make that call? Maybe this guy's right.
I see a lot of therapy
in the future of this ref.
The one thing we can say is that people are passionate.
Passionate is what we say nowadays when somebody comes off appearing insane, right?
Absolutely.
But we're not going to cancel them completely. We're going to give them a moment to see if they can recover from this. They're so passionate. I admire their passion.
There's another viral video of a coach getting into it with a ref. And I mean, like, getting into it, like physical fight at a 10-year-old's basketball game. And sometimes wacky things go down at these kids' games or their events. What did you see go down? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter, she had this dance recital and she was doing great. They were all dancing. But my poor sweetheart, she fell off the stage. And then she fell off the stage and everybody kept dancing.
Well, what are they going to do? I guess you have to see if she's okay.
The show goes on. You're a performer, Anna. What would you do if I fell off the stage?
I would laugh at you. But if a child fell off a stage, I would get up to make sure they're okay. I wouldn't just keep tap dancing up there.
Well, I'm more brittle than a child. Like, how old were they?
She was 7, yeah.
I mean, they're flexible at that point. They got rubber bones. I'm brittle.
Hi, it's Ian and Raven. What went down at your kids' game?
It was amazing. Little League game. I don't even remember who won, to tell you the truth, because I'm so pissed off. After the game, we're all standing around talking, ordering hot dogs after the game. The umpire is all over my wife.
Whoa, what?
He's hitting on my wife, like standing right around after the game. And it's so obvious. I was far enough away that it didn't look like we were a couple or whatever, but she sure didn't say I'm married at the time. And I think the guy even asked her out for coffee, like right there.
Wow.
So funny.
Didn't you think there was a possibility she was married at a Little League game?
It's dudes in that spandex, right? They're out there. They're doing a lot of leg squats. They're calling plays. It's primal.
The chest protector made him look awesome. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah. Guys in uniforms are hot. Especially when they're crouching down the whole time. Like, they've got incredible stamina.
What'd your wife's chest protector look like?
Raven. What's wrong with you? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What went down at your kids' event?
Oh, it was at my daughter's softball game. A ball went out of the field and into a car window, smashed it, and the parents were insisting that the school pay for the car.
I always wonder, who pays for that when something like that happens?
I mean, you pay for it, usually. I mean, you can put up a stink and tell that you want the school to pay your deductible or something like that. My glass replacement is free, but there's nothing like finding out you don't have it and you thought you had it. Oh, that is the worst.
I just can't imagine having the nerve to like say to the school, well, that kid put a softball through my windshield. Now somebody has to pay for it here.
I mean, if they're the visitors, opposing team, definitely. We all hate them, right? We're unified.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What went down at your kids' game?
Okay, so I have a son that's in high school, and there's been 2 games where there's been streakers running the Nixon mask on.
I mean, do they even know who Nixon is at this point? Like, if I saw somebody streaking with the Nixon mask on, I'd be like, wait a minute. Is that your grandfather? Is he just trying to be funny?
Oh, in all likelihood, these are probably your son's friends.
Like, the first time it was already weird enough, and then the second time I was, and you could tell it wasn't the same streaker, I was like, what is going on here?
Where do you even get that mask now?
That's not how you tell one from the other.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
It's Mommy's Margarita Friday. This is your chance to get it off your chest. What happened this week that earned you that margarita today? You don't just have to be a mom. You can be a dad. Your children can be human. They can have fur and have four legs. Oh, Raven, I don't even know where to begin, but I guess I'll start where I always start with my toddler, Dakota, because...
She's crazy.
Well, not crazy. The doctor called her spirited and strong-willed.
Oh,
that's
boy.
That's what we call them. That's what you call... three-year-olds that are very
crazy.
Okay,
right.
Maybe that's right. Yeah,
yeah, it's been a trying week in my house, too. Barkley's lined up for leg surgery number two. So he's going to be the $12 million dog by the time this whole thing is over. We've got another 3 months of grueling rehab ahead of us. But after some tears from my wife, I think that we'll probably survive this thing.
Yeah, it's funny. You let your dog sleep in bed with you, and all I want to do is get my toddler out of my bed. Mm. And we went through everything to get her a brand new bed in her room. Like, we got her a full-size bed, like, thinking that this would be, like, it's a big girl bed, just
sure.
like your sister. Look, it's got dinosaurs all over it. We got her dinosaur bedding, the
nice.
Whole thing. She was so excited. It has been 6 days. She has not slept in that bed once yet. But she likes to go look at it, you know?
Right, right.
Oh.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week during your margarita?
Okay, well, started to make my husband coffee, you know, fresh brewed coffee, and it's turking away, and I've got some pot underneath it. So coffee went everywhere. Okay, that was bad enough. Then my husband and I go to brunch that day, meet friends. We get home, go downstairs, there's oil everywhere. They delivered oil, and for some reason, the little whistle thing didn't go off. And there's got to be 10 gallons of oil all over my basement. I was dealing with that all week.
I can't even imagine if there was an oil spill in my basement.
Yeah, that's been all week. I can't even tell you. So then later that evening, I said, okay, I'm going to make fresh fruit iced tea. So I got, you know, the canister all set up, the glass container all set up, the tea bags in it, boiling the water. It gets done. I pour the water in the jar. The whole container breaks. Water everywhere. I had the day from heck. Yeah.
Does sound
all in one.
Terrible.
Enjoy your margarita. You earned it.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
I barely made it. A weekend at Disney with the family. The bank account did not make it.
I'm sure. It's the most expensive trip that you ever have to take, and then you realize that you're just going to an amusement park.
But you know what? I mean, once you get there, you're committed.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You got to go all the way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no point of going and trying to save once you're there. You have to go all the way. Congratulations, Dad.
Enjoy
you
that margarita, if you can afford it.
And Raven, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Dealing with a toddler and a newborn at the same time. Very Jezos toddler, too.
That's a lot. I don't know. So my girls are 10 years apart, and I always say God only gives you what you can handle, and knew that I couldn't handle two small ones at the same time. Like, when you have them so close together, to me, that seems so daunting. Like, how do you do anything? How do you function?
They're 4 years apart, but with my toddler, she's so jealous. Since we brought him home, it's been a nightmare. It's honestly been a complete nightmare.
Well, you put him to bed early tonight, and you enjoy that margarita.
Like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely.
So, Raven, you know how you always hear stories of people near death that have their life flash before their eyes?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, you know, there was some big scary scenario or something like that, and all of a sudden I saw all the memories of my lifetime before me.
Yeah, turns out it's a real thing. Get ready for science learning time.
Oh, because, I love that.
Yeah, this has been trending all week.
This latest research supplies serious evidence that the brain remains both active and coordinated during and after the death transition. This life replay is a programmed biological response that comes naturally to human brains just before we die.
Say what?
Yeah, so what happened was there's a team of scientists, and they were monitoring the brain waves of an 87-year-old patient that had developed epilepsy. Well, during the recording, the guy had a heart attack, and he passed away. But what it did was that it had a recording of a brain during death. And they saw that in the 30 seconds before and the 30 seconds after death, the man's brain waves followed the same patterns as dreaming or recalling memories.
Wow.
So His life was flashing before his eyes as he was dying. It's real.
I mean, that's wild.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. It sounds like that movie Flatliners or whatever from 1,000 years ago where they bring people back. They're like, what'd you see? I don't know, some bully from when I was 12.
Well, yeah, I started thinking about it. I'm like, if my life is going to flash back, what are the things that you remember? Because you have to remember the good, the bad, the things. What would be the three things that you think stick out in your memory, Raven?
Well, I'm going to hope that they're going to be all good. I mean, family, mom and dad, right? Your wedding day, you know, my puppies, of course, playing with those. I mean, those are at least the things that I would hope that they would be instead of like, you know, drunk at Ozfest or like spring break, you know what I mean? Like 1,000 years ago. But the funny thing is about life is in each one of those moments, you're like, we're going to remember this forever, man.
Well, then you never actually do. I was trying to think about it. I'm like, okay, like you said, the obvious things like your wedding day. I think I would close my eyes and I would remember like my first dance or the birth of my girls, which I have to be honest, I don't really, I was heavily medicated. I don't remember them that much right now.
Kind of like spring break, right?
Yeah, so maybe it'll flash back. But then I was like, you know how when you think back to when you're really little and you remember the most random things? I have this memory of when I was in kindergarten that I put my lunchbox on top of my head and the whole class laughed at me. But I remember the thrill of the feeling of making people laugh. And that's how I knew like this. I wanted to do something like that the rest of my life. So I feel like that's going to show up when I die.
Your final memory being you getting some applause on stage seems a little self-serving. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, it's better than burning your hand on a coffee pot, though, or something like that, right?
Or, yeah, or just being at Woodstock 99, passed out in the lawn, Raven.
I mean, who remembers that?
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Henry and Daniela. Henry, I'm going to start with you. What's going on?
Well, I've got this great opportunity. My wife and I both work in finance, and I just got a job opportunity that pays really, really well. But it's not close. It's on the other side of the country. And I'm hoping that I can get an apartment in that town and then fly back and forth on the weekends.
Oh boy, that could be tricky.
How long you guys been married?
3 years.
And do you have any children?
No.
Daniela, you're not on board with your husband living across the country?
No, I'm really not. When he told me that he had a job offer, I thought he was joking. You know, we don't have kids yet, but I don't understand how he thinks we're going to be able to make a relationship work with a 3-hour flight between us.
Could be a recipe for disaster, right? New marriage, younger couple, all that time apart and distance.
Well, Henry, is there any option that you can be remote, like sometimes, or, you know, majority? And Daniela, you don't want to move with him and try to find a job closer to him?
No, I really like my job. I have a great job. And I don't know what kind of opportunities there are out there, but I know, like, I like the people I work with here. I don't see why I should have to move and switch jobs.
And I agree. And I'm not suggesting that you move. I love that you have such a good situation with your job. And all I'm saying is, we could bank some money here. I mean, there's a chance if we just did this for 10 years or something like that, I could retire. We could travel. We could have time for kids. I mean, it's a life changer.
10 years is a very long time. And of course, problems will arise during that time that will push that clock around. But I mean, when you're looking at it overall, it could be an investment on your life. Wow.
So you could commute on weekends. Would you be able to work remotely sometimes where you wouldn't have to be in the office? You could take a 3 or 4 day weekend?
Yeah, that could happen. I mean, it is a mostly in-person kind of thing. But yeah, there's some flexibility.
All right, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Daniela, that that's not really a way to have a marriage. You've been married 3 years, and, you know, Henry, your job now is secure, and it's good, the one that you currently have?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's fine, but it's not paying you enough to retire in 10 years.
All right, let's see what the audience has to say. Would you live apart from your husband and have him commute home on the weekends by plane?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
You know, it's a tough situation to be put in. Henry and Daniela have been dating for 3 years. And the problem is that Henry got a great job offer, which doesn't sound like a problem, except it's in a different state. So he's got a really good plan, since Daniela also has a great job. He'll just commute. he'll commute on weekends. He'll have an apartment there. They have their home where they live now, and he'll just come back on weekends. But Daniela, not on board.
Listen, it's not a great scenario. You've got a young relationship. You're 3 years into your marriage. But the amount of money that we're talking about here, the difference in salary, is something that he says sets them up for the future, that he could stop working, actually, in 10 years if he was to take this job. I mean, I don't know. Daniela, should you entertain that for even a moment?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I am on the wife's side. I am actually going through the exact same thing, and I can let them know right now that that is going to take a toll on their marriage and on future children. So definitely a no for me.
I don't believe that absence makes the heart grow fonder. I don't believe that. I think that it's out of sight, out of mind, you know?
Well, absence is okay for a day or two, right? Or a three, or a weekend, or maybe even a week. But when it's week in, week out, and it's most of the time, that's something different.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Henry and Daniela both have really good jobs, and they've been married 3 years. Now, here's the issue. And, I mean, it's a good issue to have. Henry's been offered a fantastic job, but it's across the country. So he says he would get an apartment there. His wife would stay home in their family home. They don't have any children yet. And he would just commute, come home on the weekends. There are a lot of weeks where he'll be able to take the Friday and the Monday, work remotely, come for long weekends. Daniela, not on board.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that there would be more understanding given the fact that they're both career driven. Take into account that she's not willing to move. She's not willing to entertain job offers over there. And he says this is life-changing money. The kind of money that if I was to work this job for the next decade, we could retire and do whatever we wanted to.
What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
Hey, I'm a Henry side. Well, I mean, a man's job is to provide. I mean, a little sacrifice doesn't hurt. I mean, if he has a great job on the other side, I mean, I don't see why not, you know? They're making a bigger future for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, the part that kind of bothers me is she doesn't seem open to any of it, right? Like, she's not really willing to talk about it. And if the shoe was on the other foot, the opportunity was for her. I mean, resentment in one's career is a real thing. You got to be careful of that type of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when there's no kids. There's no kids involved. I mean, I don't see why not.
Yeah, but how about their marriage? That to me, that seems so scary that your husband's not going to live with you after being married for 3 years. That's a huge leap.
Right. So why wouldn't she get on the plane and go with him?
Because
why
she
wouldn't
loves her
she
job.
Why wouldn't she even entertain the aspect? Right. She loves her job, but he obviously is not fully satisfied with his.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I just went through something with the relationship of a husband working at night and for years, and it really is bad for the relationship. I can't imagine living across the country. They will be living separate lives other than the times they get together. And for the husband to even want to do this separate life thing, he would be away more than he would ever be with her, with weekends visiting her. And it is a recipe for disaster. I'm sorry.
I don't know if this is an appropriate time to bring up Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, but
they
do say that Kanye and the Wyoming ranch was the reason for their divorce because Kim didn't want to be in L.A. by herself all the time.
Well, I mean, when you start spending time apart, it's usually indicative that there's some bigger problem there. But, I mean, if you're a unified front, it certainly makes a difference. In this case, they're not.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Daniela, our audience agreed with you. Henry, early on in a marriage, to say that you're going to go off and live in a different part of the country is a lot. And Daniela's concerns are valid. And even though this is a great opportunity, maybe it's time to look for a different opportunity closer to home.
Yeah, I think that's fair because we don't know what the future holds. And what we've got currently is pretty darn good. So I'm happy for that, and you never know what can come up later that's closer.
I hope it works out like that, guys. I mean, I've been in a relationship before where somebody chose a job over location, and I've also been the person that talks somebody out of taking a job somewhere else. And that resentment, it can be real, and it can be lasting. Daniela, I hope you never get a job opportunity that's out of state that Henry doesn't want to deal with. I mean, right now you've got to be relieved, though.
Yeah, I am really glad that people seem to be agreeing with me about this. It's a big deal. It's our marriage. You know, we've made a lifetime commitment here. I feel like we have to do what we can to try to make it work.
Most streets go two ways. You know that, right?
If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't Beat Raven Cash Jackpot is $1,800 thanks to Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Hey, Tiffany, you ready to play?
I'm ready. My husband Tommy's here, too, with me.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Tiff.
All right.
Thanks.
Tiffany and Tom, here we go. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in. Ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, but if you could beat him, $1,800. You ready to go?
We're ready.
Okay, number one, Wheel of Fortune fans were stunned when a contestant tried to solve the puzzle and guessed Jurassic Park bodies, when in actuality, the answer was Jurassic Park movies. Excluding the upcoming Jurassic World Dominion film, how many Jurassic Park movies are there?
Oh, boy.
Three.
Number two, Tom Brady is off to Hollywood to be part of a new movie called 80 for Brady, which is about four best friends that make a life-changing trip to see Brady play in the Super Bowl. How many Super Bowl rings does Brady have?
Seven.
Number three, Morgan Freeman has been joined by indie actor Darren Mann for a new movie called The Minute You Wake Up Dead. What 1995 movie did Morgan Freeman star with Brad Pitt as a detective tracking down a serial killer?
Seven.
Number four, Taylor Swift's song 22 was trending this past week because of the date, 2/22/22. But in what other numerical title song do the opening lyrics say, you take a deep breath and you walk through the doors, it's the morning of your very first day?
No idea.
And number five, a rare Kobe Bryant card became the latest card to sell for $2 million at auction. What two jersey numbers did Kobe Bryant wear for the Lakers?
8 and 24.
Okay, not bad, guys. Let's bring Raven back in. All right, Raven, let's do this.
Ew.
Okay, so Tiffany and Tom got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, guys. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Wheel of Fortune fans were stunned when a contestant tried to solve the puzzle and guessed Jurassic Park bodies, when in actuality, the answer was Jurassic Park movies. Excluding the upcoming Jurassic World Dominion film, how many Jurassic Park movies are there?
There's five.
Yes. Number two, Tom Brady is off to Hollywood to be part of a new movie called 80 for Brady, which is about four best friends that make a life-changing trip to see Brady play in the Super Bowl.
All right.
How many Super Bowl rings does Brady have?
Seven.
Yes. Number three, Morgan Freeman has been joined by indie actor Darren Mann for a new movie called The Minute You Wake Up Dead. What 1995 movie did Morgan Freeman star with Brad Pitt as a detective tracking down a serial killer?
Seven.
Yes. Number four, Taylor Swift's song 22 was trending this past week because of the date, 2/22/22. But in what other numerical title song do the opening lyrics say, you take a deep breath and you walk through the doors, it's the morning of your very first day?
I have no idea.
15. And number five, a rare Kobe Bryant card became the latest card to sell for $2 million at auction. What two number jerseys did Kobe Bryant wear for the Lakers?
Number 8 and number 24.
Yes. I'm sorry, guys. Raven beat you 4-3 today. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt. Did anybody notice that all my answers were numbers today?
I did pick up on that.
We did.
That was me just making like fun for myself. well, enjoy that t-shirt, guys.
It's Tiffany and Tommy, and we can't beat Raven.
Well, better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, guys. $1,900 Monday, Anna.